Blog Talk Radio.
So the Most High is going to stop the flowing of the people going into that country. Read.
Jeremiah chapter 51, the end of verse 44. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Verse 45. My people, go ye out of the midst.
Hold up, read that again.
My people, go ye out of the midst.
I think within this chapter, he said, flee and get out of around 3-4 times. Right? Read.
My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Most High Ahiah. And let your heart faint, and ye fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year shall come a rumor. And
wars and rumors of wars. You hearing about it, and because it's not happening, you think it's not going to happen. Read.
Verse 46. End of verse 46. And violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Verse 47. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon. And her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein shall sing for Babylon. For the spoiler shall come up unto her from the north, saith the Most High Ahiah. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so as Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Ye that have escaped the sword, go away. Stand not still. Remember the Most High Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind.
Listen to this clear. Ye that have escaped the sword, that means you escape the destruction that coming to Babylon, go away and stand not still. So when you leave, remember the power or the God Ahiah afar off, and let Jerusalem come into your mind. That looking forward, not looking back. Now let Jerusalem come into your mind. She's finished. Right? Read.
Verse 51. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers are coming to the sanctuary of the Lord's house.
Strangers have destroyed us. Strangers have destroyed our sanctuary, our belief. They destroyed our understanding so that we cannot connect to our God. They've given us their gods. Baal, Baal, Satan, the dragon, Moloch. These are the gods we've been worshiping ignorantly. Jesus. Zeus. Okay, we ain't know nobody named Jesus. Total madness. And then when we wake up and understand these things, we say, well, hold up. I'm a stranger here. You dragged me here. And the Most High starts reviving us. They're like, okay, we have one who's the extremist. You're a terrorist. Read on.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 52. Wherefore, behold, the days come, saith the Most High Ahiah, that I will do judgment upon her graven
images.
I'm
going to destroy all your images and your idols. And man, if you look at, if you even look at Washington, D.C., it's idol after idol. Monuments of idols. Obelisks, which is man's personal member. That's what an obelisk is. What's that, the Washington Monument? Idols every place. Five-pointed stars every place. But what if some did not believe? So what if you don't believe what we're teaching you? Paul asked, so what if some did not believe? Shall your unbelief make the faith of God without effect? You mean the Most High is going to stop his whole program because you don't believe them? No, you're dead. That's what you are. Okay, his program was before us. And it will be well after us. And that's for the people that's walking out there. Well, there's wars all the time. There have always been these situations. Every few years this happens. Nothing is going to change. That's a dead man.
Shabbat Shalom, Barakatam, Martha Water. Peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all. And thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Friday Night Sabbath coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church. where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab. It is 7:09 p.m. Central Standard Time, April 22nd, 2002. And I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well this evening. You've had a blessed week. Everything has been going well for you as of late. And glad to be here. Glad to see you all here. I want to give all praises to the creator of the universe, the Most High God. His name in the Hebrew is Ahayah. Also his son. The world calls Jesus Christ, but his name in the Hebrew is Yeshaya, and the Holy Spirit, which is in the Hebrew, Ruach. All right, I want to give all praises to the Alahayim, the Godhead, for as we are getting close and approaching the seventh day of the week, which would take us into the weekly Sabbath or Shabbat. Definitely a blessing to make it to another one. Also a blessing to be here before you brothers and sisters on this stream tonight. It's always a blessing to be here, and boy, do we have a lot of great information to bring out tonight. Definitely another jam-packed broadcast full of information. So I hope you brothers and sisters are ready to receive the information that's coming out tonight. All right. Before we get started, let me go ahead and get the title for tonight's broadcast. And of course, we will go into the announcements after that. Tonight's broadcast title is The Valley of Serpents and Scorpions Closing In on the Unrighteous. The Valley of Serpents Closing In on the Unrighteous. So, of course, seeing a title like that, it may be one that brothers and sisters may not be aware of exactly what the title means, but stay tuned. We're going to go into the breakdown of the title through the information that we're going to cover tonight. But let's make sure everybody knows how you can follow along to this broadcast. We are on twitch.tv, streaming live. Visual streaming for those who would like to watch through their device. GOCC Southwest on twitch.tv. Okay. GOCC Southwest on twitch.tv is how you can follow along with us. If you would like to watch visually, if you would like to call in, the guest call-in number for Blog Talk is 515-605-9327. You can simply call in. We are simulcasting right now through Blog Talk. Press the number 1 if you have something you would like to say. Anything you would like to say, we'll put you in the queue and we will take your call. I will check the call lines periodically throughout the broadcast. We will take your calls as they come in. Okay, if you have a question, comment, any news you may have that you would like to bring out, definitely we would love to hear anything you have to offer for the broadcast for tonight. All right, so go ahead, let everyone know where we are tonight. Last week we were on YouTube. The GOCC Southwest channel on YouTube is, of course, that, youtube.com/GOCC Southwest. So if you were looking for us last broadcast and wondering why we weren't on Twitch or where were we, we didn't do a broadcast, but we were on YouTube. So if you haven't had a chance to check out last week's broadcast or the last broadcast we did 2 weeks ago, which was Build Back Better, the New World Order's Great Narrative, which was a follow-up to Build Back Better, the New World Order's Great Reset. So we talked mainly about the Great Narrative. So if you missed that, definitely a lot of information there. You want to keep up to speed because these broadcasts are actually building one upon another as far as what's going on in our reality, the current events and news, and how does it connect to the Bible, right? Showing the validity of the Bible is real. For those that would want to look to discredit the Bible or not believe in it. Okay, these current events that are happening in our reality are crystal clearly connecting to the Bible. All right, so we're going to go ahead and build on more of that tonight with the information we're going into with what we have for you all on this live stream this evening. All right, if you would like to be a part of the Bible and Hebrew Academy, Bible and Hebrew Academy, for those who are unaware, is the Gathering of Christ Church scholastic level learning of the Bible. Okay, you get a foundational understanding of, you know, the Bible, but you also get the more meaty things concerning the scriptures. Lots of information. All right, it's a 12-week course, 3 months, and you have the Hebrew. For those that would like to learn Hebrew, you're learning the ancient Hebrew with Elder Lawyer. You have the real-time news with Elder Shapad and Elder Rakar Shiar, as well as the lesson following that with Elder Rakar Shiar and Elder Lawyer. So if you would like to get signed up for that, historytimes.org, you can go there, you can sign up, you can also learn more about it. We are actually, I believe, going into week 10. And so we only have a few more weeks in this session. So if you would like to get started for the next session, you're looking at the beginning of May, sometime in the beginning, first, few weeks of May, you're probably going to see the next installment or session of the Hebrew and Bible Academy coming up. So go ahead and reach out to historytimes.org. Go on there. You can send an email in. You can inquire and go ahead and get yourself ready and prepare now without having to wait till the last minute, try to scramble to get in and end up falling behind on week one's information and lessons. All right. We also have the YouTube channels for the Gathering of Christ Church. A Gathering 144 is the primary channel. GOCCNYC is a secondary channel where you can listen to the broadcast that come out on the church's main channels. Wednesday broadcast, as well as the Sabbath or Saturday broadcast that come. We also have the church website, gatheringofchrist.org. For those who would like more information on the church, you can go to gatheringofchrist.org. So much there you can get when it comes in regards to the church. We also have the I Am Fit podcast with Elder Gabar. I Am Fit podcast with Elder Gabar. So that's on YouTube. You can go to I Am Fit podcast. If you would like more content throughout your week, support the church and all the things that's coming out right now with our various platforms. All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and go into tonight's information because we have a lot to cover and I want to make sure we get through it in a timely fashion and very, very smoothly and efficiently. So let's go ahead and get the title one more time before we go into it. Tonight's title, the broadcast for tonight, is The Valley of Serpents and Scorpions Closing In on the Unrighteous. The Valley of Serpents and Scorpions Closing In on the Unrighteous. So we're going to break down the title for tonight. It's going to, we're going to build up to it. We're going to first start through some scriptures. But before we go into the scriptures on tonight's broadcast title, there was a documentary that came out. I guess you could call it a documentary. It was a video that came out recently. I believe it was titled Watch the Water, or What's in the Water, something along those lines, that I'm pretty sure a lot of you all watched, where pretty much they were talking about how there is snake venom or snake poison in the water. okay? Watch the water. Snake venom or snake poison in the water. So when this video came out, and again, the elders did a Patreon on it last Friday, an actual review of the whole video. So you can check that out on Patreon. We also have the Egg Gathering 144 on Patreon as well. And I feel like the information that not only has come out with that particular video, but also other information that's coming out now, it was very interesting because it took me back, if you all remember, we had a broadcast that was titled Overcoming the Valley of Serpents and Scorpions. Okay, Overcoming the Valley of Serpents and Scorpions. And this broadcast we did was about 6 months ago, for those of you all that remember it, where we talked about the COVID-19 vaccine agenda and showing that the scriptures have actually prophesied this time we're living in right now, and pretty much covering a lot of the attributes, the characteristics, the dynamics of the serpent in the scriptures, as well as other entities like the scorpion sting in the scriptures, and this poison, this venom. And we, again, because of the Bible, are way ahead of the curve before the information comes out. If you notice, just speaking about the Gathering of Christ Church, okay? I can't speak too much about others that are out there putting information out. But as far as the Gathering of Christ Church, you know, so long, you know, when the elders have put information out, as far as prophecy and prophetically and what's going on, you know, through the Spirit of the Most High, through the Word of the Most High, we have been so far advanced as far as bringing forth what's happening and what to expect in the future, only later for others to come forth and bring forth information that confirms pretty much what we've been saying the whole time. So when I saw this video, Watch the Water, as well as other information, we're going to go into some of that tonight, about this snake venom, okay, and all different aspects of our life. They call it COVID-19, but let's get it clear. We're going to talk more about it. You know, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 is not real, but we're going to get more into that later. But they call it COVID-19. The Bible calls it venom or poison or a sting. Okay? So it took me back to this particular broadcast we did and just how amazing the Holy Spirit is when it comes to delivering the information so that we have it only later to be confirmed through, you know, different news outlets, whether you call it alternative news or independent news. You have these alternative doctors and independent doctors that, you know, just coming out speaking. You probably never see them on CNN or MSNBC or CBS or any of those mainstream news outlets. But nonetheless, you know, the scriptures and the prophetic things that have been being brought out are being confirmed after the fact of what the elders are bringing forth when it comes to scripture. So we talked about overcoming that valley. And now that we've talked about the warning and we put that warning out to people about this particular vaccine, and some have taken heed and some haven't. All right. Some have taken heed and some haven't. And for those that have not, those that have not taken heed, going into tonight's title, that valley of serpents and scorpions is closing in on the unrighteous, those that are not taking heed to the warning, the trumpet being sounded, those who have taken their COVID-19 vaccinations, those who are getting boosted and taking booster shots, those that are still participating in the tests. We'll talk about the test tonight also, because it's not just the vaccines, but we have to also watch these tests, which is a medical procedure. Those that are not taking heed, the Bible is identifying and pinpointing them as the unrighteous, those who are drunk in the world, who are unrepentant, and are not taking heed to the tricks, traps, snares of the serpent. All right, so we want to go ahead and start tonight with scripture. Okay, we're going to start with scripture. Now, there's a couple of things I want to deal with when we talk about this subject matter. Of course, we talked about the COVID-19 vaccine, but I also want to talk about those, because, you know, we bring this information out and, you know, you get, and I think it was a few broadcasts ago, I was interacting with the chat and, you know, you had some people in the chat that seemed like they were pretty fearful of what's going on. What do we do? How do we survive this? You know, what are we going to do? So I want to deal with that spirit also. Okay, the solution. And for those who are dealing with the fearful spirit as well, again, this judgment is for the unrighteous. Okay, the judgments that are coming in the earth, it is more than just the COVID-19 vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine is just one of the many ways by the serpent in these times. You know, they have a saying, I'm pretty sure a lot of you are familiar with the saying, 6 million ways to die, choose one. Okay, so in these end times, there's going to be many traps, many ways of dying. COVID-19, the vaccine itself, just being one. But a big one that is actually spoken of in scripture. So, but I want to deal with that fear also as we're going through and examining this serpent and scorpion that's coming for the unrighteous. So we're going to start with Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6. Isaiah 33 and 6. I'm going to pull up my screen here so you all can see me. I'm going to go ahead and go to the whiteboard. Isaiah 33 and 6, and it says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Okay. So let's look at this real quick. We're bringing information out as far as what's going on in connecting the dots to the Bible with real-time events, the news, so on and so forth. That's the wisdom and knowledge that's being brought forth. And that information is to do what? Shall be the stability of thy time. So when we go into that word stability, it says here in the Greek strong, I mean the Hebrew Strong's, firmness, security, moral fidelity, faith, faithful, faithfully, faithness, set office, steady, truly, verily. Okay, so this information is supposed to make us firm. and build our faith, our security, not make us afraid. Okay, and we're going to deal with that fear as we go through these scriptures for those that are fearful. It's supposed to be our firmness, our security in these times, because you got to keep in mind, okay, for those who are out there, you're here for a reason. Okay, you're here because you believe what the Bible is saying to be true. Okay, I would say majority. You may have some people who come here who look to dispute the Bible. I'm not sure, but I would say majority of you are here because you believe the Bible to be true. Right? So you're also here because you believe that the information that's coming out is also true. Right? So if that's the case, then use the information, the wisdom, and the knowledge to help strengthen, to bring a firmness and security to your faith in these times. Because you get to think, I'm pretty sure a lot of you have your own testimonies where you have this information, you shared it with family, you shared it with friends, they're not listening to you, they're calling you crazy, a conspiracy theorist, you're in a cult, all that, so on and so forth. So for you, you want the information to come that's actually going to validate or vindicate your belief. So when the information comes, use it to validate why you believe what you believe, not hear it to be in fear now, you see? Because if we see here, if we keep reading Isaiah 33:6, it says what? The fear of the Lord is his treasure. So if this judgment is sent for the sinners and the unrighteous, and you're in fear, that means you must be in unrighteousness. You must be a sinner. Or you have weak faith. Okay, there's a few different reasons it could be, and we're going to go into those things, but your fear should be directed towards the fear of the Lord. That's his treasure. So he's bringing forth the information in these times. You read Joel, the book of Joel, it talks about the Spirit being poured upon all flesh. Okay, time of chance happens to all men. Okay, this information is to strengthen us, not cause us to fear man or the judgment that's coming, but to fear the Lord and say, okay, he's sending the judgment, and it's him who I fear. And as long as I fear him, I don't have anything to worry about, regardless of anything that could come my way, any type of harm, any type of affliction, tribulation, persecution. All right, so I want to start there, dealing with this information. Now, going into the information, because we're going to deal with both that fear that people have in these times, and I'm talking about those that are amongst the body, those that are amongst the church, those who may be first-time listeners and that are scared and afraid because the things we're bringing out is scaring them or making them afraid, okay? I want to deal with that, but I also want to deal with the agenda coming down right now from the devil himself. This agenda that's in play, we're going to deal with the serpent. So, you know, a lot of these scriptures we've gone over in times past, but, you know, when you go over these scriptures, they're manifold, they're manifest. We can go over them a million times, and the millionth time you get new revelation from them, new understanding from them. Okay, and it's also making sure that we drive the point home as far as, you know, the point we're trying to make when it comes to everything we're talking about. So in order to talk about the serpent, we have to go back to the beginning, Genesis chapter 3. Where is all of this confusion and chaos in the world that's happening, going on, the COVID-19 lockdown and the vaccine and the mandatory this, the mandatory that? Where is all of this coming from? It could make a person afraid. Well, going back to Genesis chapter 3 is where we first see the serpent. So Genesis 3:1 reads, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. So here comes the serpent, and I'm just going to use an example. Your job, okay, your boss, your whatever comes to you and says, you must take the vaccine. You must take this injection into your body. You must take the test. We're going to stick it up your nose. Okay? And just and you very well knowing, like, well, that doesn't sound safe. Like, what's in this vaccine? You know, the word of God tells me that I can't defile my temple. So if there is harmful agents within this injection or this test, I can't do it. So what did the serpent come and say? Remember, he's more subtle than any beast of the field. So he's going to come with craftiness to try to convince you otherwise. Okay? He's going to try to distract you. And that's the main thing, because we've talked about this for a good while now, so most of you who are listening are aware of this. But now we're in a time of distraction. And that's another part of the serpent's craftiness. His subtlety is for you to think everything is normal. Okay, this calm before the storm moment. This everything has gone back to normal. Nobody's talking about COVID-19 anymore, or are they? And maybe we just don't know. So there's all different kind of ways how this serpent works. But his thing is to either trick you into doing something that you know and that the Creator know and has instructed you not to do, or you're distracted and you get caught slipping and bit by the serpent. Okay? So verse 3 says here, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Okay, so someone may say, hey, that vaccine has this, that, or whatever in it. You know, it has gene editing properties to it. It has graphene oxide. It has heavy metals, aluminum, you know, aborted fetal cells. I can't touch that or I'm going to die. What does the serpent say? Verse 4, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. So here come your friends who have their vaccination cards, and they're doing fine. I took the vaccine. I got Pfizer. I got Moderna. I took this one, Johnson & Johnson. I didn't die. Okay, so now here comes the serpent playing on your emotions, saying, yeah, this person took it. They didn't die. This person took the test up the nose. They're fine. You're not going to die. Okay. Verse 5, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So, hey, you take the shot, you can travel across the world. You can get on an airplane and go here and go there. Take your test. If you take your test, you can come back into the country from traveling and going to different, you know, places that, you know, you're visiting on vacation or whatever the case may have you. Oh, you take the vaccine and you take the test, you can keep your job. You're going to be able to continue to make money. You're going to be able to go to concerts. You're going to be able to go to sporting events. You're going to be able to do this. You're going to be able to do that. It's not going to kill you, and you're going to have benefits. In this case, the serpent promised Eve to be as read verse 5, for God doeth know in that day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Knowing good and evil. So when you're dealing with the serpent, there's always a disclaimer. There's always that fine print at the bottom. And if you don't read the fine print, or you don't actually use wisdom to think, to do your due diligence and researching to understand what this truly is, then you're going to get taken by the serpent. Just the same way how Eve was. And this is the reason why you have shepherds. You have watchmen. In this case, Eve's watchman was her husband. When you fall outside of the shepherd, you fall outside of the watchman, you're going to fall into the fangs of the serpent. Okay? You're going to fall into the hands of the devil. So another part of why people are fearful in these times, you have fallen outside the staff of your shepherds. Okay? Maybe you just listen online and you don't visit a local church. You're an online Israelite. Well, that's not going to get it done. Okay? If you're an online Israelite, you're outside of the staff of your shepherd. And now you're easy prey for the serpent to come along and play on your fear. Because there's strength in numbers. If you're surrounded in a crowd, you're going to feel a lot more safe than if you're all out alone. But the devil's job is to make you feel safe while you're alone. Have you out there blindfolded, walking blind, and he has you walking towards the cliff, and you don't know it because you're blind. But you think you're safe. And this is the reason why wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time and strength of thy salvation. Okay? The wisdom and knowledge gives us security. It gives us insight to understand what to do, what not to do, or a warning. Okay, well, this doesn't look good, so I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to not partake and just, you know, let this thing play out. That's what wisdom and knowledge is supposed to do, not to make you fearful. Now, there's a lot, you know, when it comes to what we're going through, I just want to hit a lot of the main points, but dropping down, we've talked about this before. I'm going to reiterate this because it's important for what we're going into. Genesis 3 and 15, actually verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. So if you're the serpent and now you've been cursed, how furious are you now as that serpent? Okay, we're going to talk about that serpent's fury here in a moment. Okay, he is cursed. Not only is he cursed, but verse 15 says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman. That enmity is a war. It's a variance. Let me get it here. Pull it up for you all to see. That enmity, it says hostility. Again, the devil is furious. The serpent is furious because now he's become cursed. Okay? The Creator has put a curse on the serpent, and now he's hostile. It also says hatred. All right? You see it over here? You blow it up. Okay, hostility and hatred. Because not only does the serpent hate the woman hates the serpent because this serpent is attacking her. Okay, so she hates the serpent. We'll talk about more about this woman here in a moment. And between thy seed and, pull it back up here. Between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So that's a battle. That's a war. Bruising the head, bruising the heel, that's warfare. Okay? There is hate and hostility there between the woman and the serpent. There's a battle going on. Okay, but let's talk more about this, about the serpent or about the devil, because he doesn't just come as a serpent. And we're identifying some of his characteristics, his attributes. First Peter 5:8. First Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So not only is he a serpent, but he's also described as a roaring lion, because again, he's hostile. Okay, there's no love lost. Okay, there's no love between the devil and the woman. He hates the woman. Okay, so he's hostile towards her. He's an adversary. So if he is in this, you know, in this particular state, what must you be? Sober, vigilant. What is sober? Watching, paying attention. Take a look at it. Not being drunk and distracted. Okay, it says here, to abstain from wine. That is figuratively, be discreet or watch. Okay, so not necessarily, it could be physically drunk from wine, but it can also be a mental drunkenness or a spiritual drunkenness. And this is the distractions he puts out there, where you're not paying attention because you're distracted. You're asleep, vigilant, to keep awake. Okay, not sleep. That is watch, watchful. Okay. So when we understand what a lion is in nature, and we understand what a serpent is in nature, okay, they both hunt stealthily, subtly, craftily, usually in tall grass where you can't see them, and they're looking to strike you before you realize what's happening, to be devoured, seeking whom he may devour. You notice how you'll see a snake, well, you won't see a snake, you'll just see a creature moving around. Okay, you take your eyes off, and then you'll look back, and then you'll see this snake that came out of nowhere and has this creature all coiled up, being choked out. Or this creature is halfway in the serpent's mouth, being swallowed. Or it could be the same with a lion. You're looking at a safari, and you see, you know, zebras, you know, buffalo, antelope out on the wild safari. And the next thing you know, you look up and you see a lion come flying, and in his jaws now is prey. All it takes is a split second. You look up, you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? And it's lights out for that prey. This is how the devil has always been. And right now, if we aren't paying attention, it's not just the COVID-19 vaccine, and if we're drunk in sin, if we're drunk in unrighteousness, then that valley where the serpents and scorpions dwell is closing in. Okay? It's closing in. We must prepare ourselves in this battle, because this battle is never ending. We can't get comfortable. That's the last thing you want to do in a war is get comfortable. Okay, that's not being vigilant. That's not being sober. So our job is to identify the serpent when you may not be able to see him. Like, okay, you got all this grass, or the lion, all this grass, and he can be pointed out. He's right there. Can't you see him? And you might barely see those ears sticking up above the grass where you can barely see that lion. Or you might look in that grass and see a different color other than green in that grass. You may see like a brown or a tan. Like, hold up, what's that in the grass? You can barely see that snake, but he's there. And I've identified him. I see you, devil. Right? And I'm laughing because one of the officers, Officer Azaniah, it's funny talking about this because he had sent me a video of the trees and how he had spotted a snake up in the trees that I think he was at his job, and it was way far off where, I mean, somehow he spotted it, and most people probably wouldn't spotted I might even play it. I might find it and play it, as a matter of fact, just to give you an idea of how this devil lurks. Just as an analogy, not saying that that snake in the tree was the devil. I'm just saying, I'm giving an analogy how the devil moves and how we must pay attention, being sober and vigilant according to what the scriptures say, right? So let me see if I can find this this video here. And we'll check this out. Because it's funny just going through the scriptures. It just came to me like, wow, like this explanation is something that recently was an experience a brother had on his job, where he's just not doing too much, and he looks up in the trees way far off in the distance, and you see a snake lurking in the trees. I found it here. Give me one moment. Trying to raise his volume up. It won't let me. So, but I got the video here, so let me just at least play the video. This is an example, right? Here you see the trees. Can you see the snake in the trees? Now, this is zoomed in. So, you know, we don't have zoom-in vision all the time. Now, if we're operating with the Holy Spirit, we're being sober, we're being vigilant, then we have zoom on to be able to see things that are far away or things that are lurking, camouflaged. So he had sent this video, I think it was last week. Now look, can you see it? He zooms out. Can you see the snake? But he saw it without zoom. Okay. He's at work. And he just happened to walk toward the trees and look up and caught a snake lurking in the trees. There it is. You probably still, even on Zoom, can't see it. So this is how, just giving you an example of in our reality, how the serpent operates. We have to understand this. There he is. Right? There, and I'm saying the devil. That's not physically the devil. I'm saying, imagine this is your life. There is the devil plotting on you. Okay? And if you can't see him, he can see you. That means he can strike and get you without you knowing. So I thought that was pretty interesting that within the scriptures, it came, I mean, this is something I wasn't even thinking about earlier to even show, but it came to my mind like, man, this is something that I just saw a week ago, okay? So hopefully it's making sense to you, brothers and sisters, that, you know, how this serpent operates, okay? How the devil operates. He's a serpent and he's a lion. Let's get more on that. Let's go to Amos chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 18. It reads, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light." And we know we're in the day of the Lord, means that the days leading up to Christ's return, that's the day of the Lord. We're in that day now. Okay, I think we all here, for the most part, can agree with that. It is a day of darkness and not light. So another, more precepts that we could precept this to is the wise and foolish virgins. The wise virgins have oil in their light through the darkness during this time, whereas the foolish virgins were drunken with the world. They were sinning. They were unrighteousness. They had no light. And then when Christ came back, the door was closed, meaning they didn't make it. It says, verse 19, as if a man did flee from a lion. So again, the devil is as a roaring lion. So we're identifying the day of the Lord. Here comes the devil as a lion, fleeing from him. And a bear met him, another demon. It's not the devil. Only for, watch this, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. See, this is what happens when you're not hedged because you're in sin. Yeah, you may be able to escape the vaccine. You may be able to escape the war, the actual real war on the battlefield with the trenches and the missiles and the tanks. You might be able to even evade that. So how are you going to evade famine? No food. So there's a million and one ways that you got to escape these times. And the only way you escape is being hedged under righteousness, the righteousness of the Lord. Okay? So you may be able to escape a hurdle or two, an obstacle or two, only to end up coming back into the arms of the serpent to be bit and receive your judgment. All right? Only to wind back into the devil's trap. As a man fled from a lion, a bear met him, he escaped the bear, went into the house, leaned on the wall, got bit by a snake. Verse 20, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark, and no brightness in it? Okay, that's the times we're going into. We must identify that we're in this time. We're not identifying we're in this time. As the scripture says, the devil has a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's also a serpent. You're going to fall victim to him. All right, you don't have your oil and your lamp, you're gonna stumble in the darkness. Let's go now to Ephesians chapter 2, because we had the video called Watch the Water. Okay? And we should be watching the water. And we've talked about as a church the dangers of this water for a long time. This isn't anything new for us. But is it only the water we should be watching? Okay, the devil only has power over the water. Well, let's see. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. So again, we're seeing trespasses or transgressions and sins once again. But in this case, those who have repented, okay, they've been baptized and repented for their sins and are living a life of righteousness, are quickened. So imagine a lion lurking in the bushes, and you have x-ray vision to see that lion, okay, or heat vision, and you can see him clearly. That's an advantage. You've been quickened. Imagine that lion can run 15 miles per hour, but you can run 30 miles per hour. It means you're twice as fast as the lion. You've been quickened. So then when the lion looks to get you, you have all the tools you need in place to escape or to avoid the lion's jaws. Okay, so that's what happens when we're in righteousness. When we're in sin, walking around and your eyes are closed and the lion's in the bush. I don't think you're going to be able to see the lion. 4, he runs 15 miles per hour and you run 5 miles per hour, meaning he runs 3 times as fast as you. He's going to catch you. Okay? That's what condition the unrighteous are in these times. But for us that are in righteousness, are quickened. Verse 2, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. So at one point before baptism, you were in sin. You were lost. You were being devoured by the serpent, by the lion, because you were following him. And so when you're following him, he has his way with you, whether you realize it or not. You may think you're in good case because you have this and that, but your soul is hanging in the balance. So you're not in good case. He has tricked you. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. So the devil is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So it's that spirit that's up for judgment, the spirit of disobedience. If you're disobedient, when we talk about disobedient, we're talking about to God's word, okay, to this Bible, to his will for you. If you're disobedient to that, you're now susceptible to the attacks of the serpent and scorpions. But understanding he's the prince of the power of the air. So when it comes to the chemtrails, poison, when it comes to now they are launching their 5G microwave radiation through the air, poison, the frequencies, okay? The 5G just means fifth generation cellular phone technology. It's actually 60 gigahertz frequency. Now, when you talk about the 5 gigahertz router in your house for Wi-Fi, that's only 5 gigahertz. And that's bad enough, but 5G for cellular towers is 12 times the actual toxic poison that Wi-Fi router is in your house. It's 60 gigahertz. They actually use that even in crowd dispersal or riot situations. You see those riot vehicles pull up, and they got those big satellites on them, and they're aiming those satellites at the crowd, and they hit you with that ray, and that everybody scatters because of the burn. That's 60 gigahertz. That's the same thing as your 5G cellular phone technology. So the chemtrails, the different frequencies in the air, he is the prince of the power of the air. So we not only must watch the water, we must also be mindful that there's poison in the air. Verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So those are those that are being targeted right now. If you're out here fulfilling the lust of your flesh and your mind, you're the children of wrath. This is who the scorpions and serpents are sinking their hooks into right now. And let me pull something up here, because I'm going to talk about some different gods here as we're going through these scriptures. But let me pull it up here one moment. When you look here, we have on Wikipedia, Horus. Ancient Egyptian is one of the most significant ancient Egyptian deities who served many functions, most notably god of kingship and the sky. Okay, he was depicted as a falcon. This is Satan. And this is who they're worshiping and who they worshiped in ancient Egypt. And this is good because it says here, Claudius Aelianus wrote that Egyptians called the god Apollo, Horus, in their own language. So we're going to talk more about Apollo here in a moment. Okay, we're going to talk about Apollo more here in a moment to show you the ties between Horus and Apollo. But we see the prince of the power of the air or the sky in Horus. Okay, now let's go to Revelation 12. Revelation 12, verse 1 says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." And we know this woman is the same woman that we read about in Genesis 3. This is actually dealing with Israel, but it's her seed, the seed of the woman that we read in Genesis 3. Verse 2, "And she being with child cried, having travailing in birth and pain to be delivered," this child being Christ. Verse 3, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." But remember, this serpent is hostile toward the woman. He hates the woman and her seed. Now, of course, even more so with Christ, because Christ was said to that he would come and bruise the head of the serpent. Okay, that war. Verse 5, "And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. So what we're looking at here is the overview of the ancient Roman Empire, which is that red dragon, 7 heads, 10 horns, that looked to kill Christ. We had Herod, the Greek or the Roman, who looked to kill Christ. Leading up, still under the Roman Empire, up until 70 AD, Titus and Vespasian ran into Jerusalem with the military, and the woman, or the children of Israel, ran into the wilderness or Africa, okay, fleeing from the serpent. So the devil was using the Roman Empire to take out the children of Israel. Okay, that's that war. Verse 7, more war. "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan," that old serpent from the garden that we read about Genesis 3, that guy, you see? So he's been operating as the overlord of the Roman Empire, controlling that empire, that kingdom. Okay, but then after Christ was crucified, he then, the serpent, then went out into the heavens to make war and make war with the angels, Michael and his angels. It says here, "That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world." Remember, he's more subtle than any beast of the field. So through his subtlety, he was able to deceive the whole world and still very much doing so today. And if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. "He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Verse 10, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So the serpent was cast out of heaven. No more access into the heavenly realm. Let's see what now he thinks about that. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. So not only is he prince of power of the air, but there's a warning to those of the earth and of the sea. So the earth is being and has been poisoned with things like Monsanto. Okay, the plants, the vegetables, GMO, the animals, GMO, the animals eating that, poison, venom. Woe to the earth, because he would then attack the earth. Because the earth is what sustains us, and the sea. So the waters, watch the water, also is under attack. Not only the animals of the sea, of the waters, but also the water itself being poisoned. So air, earth, and sea, you have to watch. On top of watching the water. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath. So if he was already hostile towards the woman, how much more hostile and furious has he now become that he's been cast out of heaven and lost that war and can no longer go and gain access into the heavenly realm as he did before? Doesn't mean he still doesn't have, you know, man's technology to go up into the heavens, but he doesn't have the access of what he had before. That power has been taken from him. So now his wrath is now turned onto the earth, to mankind, to the air, land, and sea, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And if the Most High didn't shorten the time, no flesh would survive because of the poison, the venom that he's spitting across this whole planet. Not with just the COVID-19 vaccine, but in all form and fashion of poison. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man-child. So we're going to see tonight, in tonight's information, this continued persecution and hate and hostility towards the woman and her seed, the children of Israel. Why are black people under such attack? Because we are the children of Israel. This right here validates and confirms why these powers and this earth have such an attack, this endless onslaught against us. Verse 14, and the woman were given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she was nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the face of the serpent. So again, we're constantly fleeing from the attacks of the serpent, his constant onslaught, his constant traps he's laying, his tricks, his schemes, his agendas. Verse 15, and the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. So the earth is going to still help us, even though it's being poisoned, we're still going to be able to tap into the earth for sustainability. Okay. Verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, hostile, furious, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, whose name is Yeshua in the Hebrew. Okay. So we're seeing this war, and it's against the whole world, but he really has a higher level of war against the righteous, because he's looking to overcome you in these times through pressure, fear, compromise, through flattery, let's make a deal type of scenarios and situations. Nonetheless, it's all war, whether it's psychological warfare, it's chemical warfare, biological, military, all these different forms of warfare, the COVID-19 war. Let's go to now chapter 9 in Revelation. All right, now that we've identified this war, this serpent, this lion, now let's talk about, start to shift a little bit toward COVID-19 and this vaccine. Revelation 9 and 1. All right, let's make sure everything is good. Revelation 9 and 1. And the fifth angel sounded. And I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. So we know when an angel falls from heaven, it is considered a fallen angel. So what did we just read in chapter 12? There was war in heaven with Michael, his angels against the dragon, and the dragon and his fallen angels fought, and there was neither place found for them anymore in heaven, and he was cast out into the earth. So now we see Revelation 9, this star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, which we know is hell. Okay, what is an example of a key being given to the bottomless pit? Things like CERN, where they're now able to use portal technology to tap into hell and open up gates and portals into hell. Verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. So first thing we must understand, we're seeing something come out of the earth like locusts. What are locusts? Locusts are what you may look at and say are grasshoppers. But when you read in scripture, locusts are synonymous with plague. So we're seeing a plague come out of the earth, and this plague has the power as the power of a scorpion. What power does a scorpion have? Verse 4, and it was commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. These scorpions cannot hurt the righteous, but who? The unrighteous. These scorpions are coming for those who don't have the seal of God in their foreheads. To have the seal of God, you've been baptized in Christ. You're keeping the commandments, as we read in Revelation 12, those that have the commandments and the faith of Yeshua Christ are sealed, meaning you can't be harmed. So if you cannot be harmed because you are sealed, what are you scared of? So again, going back to the fear that people are having when the information comes out, we have to deal with why you have that fear. Okay? Because there is no fear if you can't be hurt. So you must not have the seal if you're scared. Okay? So I want to make sure that we're seeing that the righteous can't be hurt. They're sealed. Reading on, verse 5, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. So these scorpions can't kill. The scorpions can't kill. Okay, but that doesn't mean that people aren't going to die. We're going to get that as we keep reading. The scorpion's job isn't to kill, but to do what? Torment 5 months, or a period of time of torment. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. So what is the torment of a scorpion? When he striketh a man. Well, let's look at that word striketh there to see what that means. What does a scorpion strike? We're going into the Greek Strong's here. It says to hit as if by a single blow, right? Specifically to sting. Specifically to sting. So these scorpions have the power to sting. That's their strike. Okay? A sting. And let me pull up a picture here for you all. Give me one moment. Scorpion sting. That's the power that this plague has in the earth. But for those that are in sin, they're not aware of the serpents and that roaring lion's dirty tricks and tactics. His agenda, because they're drunk in the world. They're not being vigilant and sober. So when the sting comes, they get stung. Not only do they get stung by it, they volunteer to get stung. That's how bad the serpent has them deceived. So here we have a picture A is a syringe, okay? That's what you would see at the end of your vaccine, a syringe. So look how you see the opening. It's pointed so it can go into the skin. Picture B is the same thing. This is a snake fang, very similar, pointed with a hole where poison can come out through the hole. C, we have a spider thing, all right, all looking very similar. And then in picture D, we have a scorpion sting, all very similar to the sting of a needle, of an injection or a syringe. Now, the difference between the scorpion and the other stings here, primarily the snake sting, is that a scorpion has a single sting, meaning that a snake has two fangs, which is two stings, whereas a scorpion is more like what we would see a vaccine with a single sting, a single injection. Okay, so here we have a picture showing the fangs of a serpent. When you get vaccinated, that's not how you get vaccinated. You don't get vaccinated with two stings at once. It's a single sting, like a scorpion. So this is what John is seeing happening. A plague on mankind is coming through a sting or an injection, similar to that, how a scorpion would strike a man. Okay? Hope that's clear. Let's come back here to Revelation 9, verse 6. And in those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Because remember, the scorpion doesn't have the power to kill. He just has the power to sting and to torment with the sting, similar to how a scorpion sting works in real life. Because in real life, a scorpion typically doesn't kill a person. It's usually not fatal. It can be fatal, but more than likely you'll survive a scorpion sting. Verse 7. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their head, there goes that war, these locusts, this plague is coming as it's being prepared unto battle, a war. Remember, because remember, horses are known for speed and moving quick infantry. And remember when this whole vaccination campaign started with COVID-19, what was it referred to? Operation Warp Speed. It was a military operation. It was supposed to say it was going to happen warp speed. And we're still under a military operation. This is the beginning of it. Okay, but the military is coming and going to play a big part in this COVID-19 vaccination campaign when it's all said and done. It is getting you warmed up right now. It says here, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, because these are men or women giving out this vaccine. And they had hair as the hair of women, because women are given vaccines too. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. There goes that devil once again. Remember, we got the attributes of the devil, a lion, and a serpent. So there is the devil in the details. Okay? They had the teeth as lions. Verse 9, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle, running to war. All right? This is a spiritual warfare. And if you're not paying attention in these times, you're going to get taken in this war. Okay? Verse 10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings, you pull it up, there were stings in their tails. In their tails, stings. It says here in the Greek Strong's, to prick, a point, that is a sting, figuratively poison. We go into the Thayer's. It says a sting as that of bees, scorpions, locusts. Since animals wound by their sting and even cause death, Paul attributes death personified as a sting, deadly weapon. Okay, so it's the same sting that we read earlier when it talked about in verse 5, it's the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man, that sting. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. So I know a lot of people are saying, but what about the people that have taken the vaccine and died? Don't worry about that. We're going to get that. Okay, we're going to get that here in just a moment. It's going to all come together. Verse 11, and they had a king over them, which is the angel over the bottomless pit. So a king over these demons, this demonic energy, this plague is coming out of the earth. It has the power, the wisdom on how to poison mankind with a plague of torment. There's a king over this plague, over these demons, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek, half his name, Apollyon. So let's go now into the definition here to see who is this king over this demonic plague. Let's first take a look at Abaddon. It says here in the Greek Strong's, a destroying angel. We go to the Thayer. It says destruction, ruin, the place of destruction, the name of the angel prince of the infernal regions, the minister of death, author of havoc on the earth. Who does that sound like? Well, let's go to Apollyon. Because in the Hebrew, his name is Abaddon. But in the Greek, he's referred to as Apollyon or Apollo. Apollyon in the Greek, a destroyer. That is Satan, the serpent. There he is, the devil in the details. Okay, he's lurking in the grass. Can you spot him? Or he's lurking in the trees. Can you find him? In the Thayer, destroyer. Now, let's take a look in the Wikipedia, because remember we talked about Horus earlier, but now let's look at Abaddon or Apollyon or Apollo from their history. It means destruction or destroyer. It says appear in the Bible, Abaddon and Apollyon appear in the Bible as both a place of destruction and an archangel of the abyss. And we know that the devil was at one point an archangel. In the Hebrew Bible, Abaddon is used with reference to a bottomless pit, often appearing alongside the place Sheol or hell, meaning the realm of the dead. The realm of the dead. And remember, earlier, we talked about Horus, the prince of the air, and we read in Ephesians 2 how the devil is the prince of the power of the air, and Claudius Aelianus wrote that Egyptians called God, the god Apollo, Horus in their own language. So Apollo and Horus are synonymous and the same. So the same prince of the power of the air in Horus is the same god or fallen angel, is the king over the bottomless pit whose name is Abaddon in the Hebrew and Apollyon in the Greek. The devil. Okay, so again, with this information, you should be able to identify who is behind this agenda, this vaccine agenda, and see how this is John seeing this vision of the reality we're living in now and warning us as if we needed any other warning than to understand what we already know about vaccines with their ingredients being toxic. If you needed any more warning, here's the warning in the vision that John saw. Okay, verse 12. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. So the scorpion sting can't kill you, but these angels can. Okay, so that's what we're seeing. We're seeing, and we're going to keep going here, we're seeing the scorpion sting working together with these angels to kill men. Not everybody, because it says a third part of men. So not everybody's going to die from the sting. Some are just going to be tormented and want to die. Some are going to be put in that sunken place and be controlled as cyborgs, as zombies, being reanimated. So let's talk more about these angels that are going to allow those that have been stung to die. A third, it says here, verse 16, and the number of the army, here goes that military, of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were the heads of lions. There goes the devil. Again, the heads of lions. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. Okay, torment, judgment. Okay, your body on fire from getting stung. All the different diseases and sicknesses and illnesses and all that we're going to talk about here in a moment when we go through the information that's coming from the sting. How it's breaking your body down and preparing you for something else. If it don't kill you, you're being prepared to fight in this final battle against Christ as a super soldier. It says, verse 18, by these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents. So here it is again, the attributes we're seeing them. These that kill, tails like serpents. They have snake or serpent attributes, and their power is in their mouth, meaning poison. Okay, poison. So it's getting into your body like a scorpion, but it's more similar to the poison of a snake, because a scorpion sting doesn't kill. Serpent venom, on the other hand, kills. Okay? Serpent venom is a lot more toxic than a scorpion sting. Scorpions and the serpents are working together to bring forth death and torment. For the power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. With them they do hurt. And yeah, I would say being tormented and a third part of mankind dying is hurt. So a third part of people are going to die who took this vaccine. Verse 20, and the rest of the men which were not killed. So there's going to be those that get vaccinated that are not going to die. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not. You're going to still have those that take these vaccines and still don't repent, continuing to get turned up in the world, continuing to be drunk with the lust of the flesh and of the mind, and be the children of their disobedience and of wrath. Repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. So these people, again, are sinners. They're the unrighteous. And the scorpions and serpents are coming for them. Initially, but some are going to survive the serpent and scorpion venom and sting and still not repent and still continue to worship idols and get drunk on the word. You notice how everybody now is getting more turned up after the lockdown, after getting the shot. I mean, I'm seeing so many hot girl summer, hot boy summer post on social media how this summer is going to be the summer of the ages. Drunk. Hey, I got my vaccine. I now have access to benefits of the world. I can go here. I can do this. I can do that. I got my card. I have it going on. And a lot of it because people don't know what's really happening, that people are dying. Verse 21, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. So this is sent into the world as a judgment and as amendment for mankind to repent before the coming day of the Lord. Remember, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. So it's not just physical murdering. There's different forms of murder. Nor of their sorcery. Just because you don't have a witch's hat on, which come October 31st, a lot of people now are wearing witch's hats and wizard's hats. Okay? All different types of things. We talk about sorcery, witchcraft, okay, stubbornness, idolatry, okay, magic, all different types of sorcery, fornication, nor of their thefts, okay? So we have to be able to recognize that these serpents and scorpions, this serpent-scorpion agenda is closing in. Do we see it and will we escape it or will we fall victim to it? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8 now to talk about how, we talked about this before, but I just want to get it again. This judgment, how serpents and scorpions have always been used as a form of chastisement and judgment for repentance or to chastise you into repentance. So Deuteronomy 8 and 14 reads, in thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So understanding that in ancient Egypt, we were brought out of our captivity. The same way right now, America being modern day Egypt, we're going to be brought forth out of our captivity. What is synonymous with us coming out of our captivity of Egypt, the land of Egypt, the house of bondage? Verse 15, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions. What is synonymous? We're coming out of our captivity as a form of judgment and chastisement. Fiery serpents and scorpions. What else? And drought where there was no water. That's a famine or a drought. Okay? If the water's poison, watch the water. It's a drought. It's poisonous. It talks about the waters being made bitter, like wormwood. Okay, if the water's bitter, it's poisonous, there's no water. Or you can drink that poison and die. Who brought thee forth out of the rock, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of Flint. Speaking of Flint, who remembers Flint, Michigan? And it's probably a reason why they had that agenda going on as mockery to our people in Flint. Because the Most High brought forth clean water out of the rock of Flint for us to drink when there was no water. We've been talking about Flint, Michigan how many years ago and the poison that's going on with their water? This isn't anything new. Verse 16, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. Okay? So if we're righteous, we get what? We get water in times of drought. We get manna falling from the heavens. And this is to what? Humble us so that we're thankful and appreciative and we are willing to serve the Most High God and not the evils of this world, the fornications and the pleasures of the flesh of this world, that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. Or if we don't want to do that, then what's waiting for us? Fiery serpents and scorpions and drought. That's what's waiting. Okay. Let's go to Sirach 39 now. Sirach or Ecclesiasticus, which is in the Apocrypha. The Apocrypha being part of the original 1611 King James Bible. Sirach 39, verse 28 reads, "There be spirits that are created for vengeance, which in their fury lay on sore." Okay, so what we're reading and what we've read so far is that these things are created for vengeance. Vengeance against who? Vengeance against the sinners, not the righteous. You should only be scared if you are a sinner in these times, because that's what these judgments are created for. And with this fury is laid on sore strokes. Okay? Look at the sore strokes that are coming from people that have taken that vaccine, that have got that sting. A sore stroke. In the time of destruction, they pour out their force and appease the wrath of him that made them. Okay? So these spirits of vengeance are pleased with the wrath that comes on the disobedient, meaning that they're doing their job and doing it well, whether it's destroying the disobedient or getting them to repent and get in obedience. Verse 29, fire and hail and famine and death, all these were created for vengeance. All the things we've been talking about in recent weeks, recent broadcasts, the famine, okay, the fire, the hail, that fire, when that sting hits that skin, and that vaccine hits that skin, and people are passing down, and the arm is swollen up and magnetized, that's actually a punishment, not a benefit. To get that done to you. Okay, you're getting a jab, I mean, you're getting a swab up your nose into your brain, breaking the blood-brain barrier, and now your head's all swollen up and bloody noses and all that. That's stuff created for vengeance. That's not medicine. That's not healing. That's for the simple. They don't understand the prophecies, the mysteries of the prophecies, the mysteries of our reality and what's going on in current events. What else is created for vengeance? Verse 30. Teeth of wild beasts and scorpions and serpents. And the sword punishing the wicked to destruction. What else is used for vengeance? The teeth of wild beasts and scorpions and serpents. And the sword punishing the wicked to destruction. And, you know, the sword, you're mainly dealing with military warfare, all these different things that we're talking about in our current reality and prophecy is created for the wicked, punishing the wicked, not the righteous. It's not for me. I speak for anyone else, but this stuff coming on the earth, it ain't for me. They can have all the booster shots they want. That stuff's not for me. All the jabs up the nose, hey, you can have all that. That's not for me. Okay? And it's my job as well as each and every one of you all's job to make sure you're in righteousness so that you understand these times and how to escape the judgment, and that you're hedged against the judgment, or you will get caught in the trap. You won't get out of those things or that sting. Verse 31, they shall rejoice in his commandment. That's how we remain hedged against these scorpions and serpents and the other judgments. Rejoicing in his commandment. And they shall be ready upon earth when need is. And when their time has come, they shall not transgress his word. Okay? So if these things don't scare you and you want to play with scorpions and you want to play with serpents, okay, prepare for the punishment or the ramifications. Okay? All the consequences that come with playing with scorpions and serpents. But that stuff should be there as motivation not to transgress this word. Okay? Not to fall into sin. Let's now go to 2 Esdras 16. Speaking of plagues, so we understand why this stuff is happening in the earth. Okay? We are in the days of judgment. That's why it's happening. And there's nothing any one of us can do to change it. Speaking of the plague, speaking of the judgment, speaking of the sinners and the righteous, 2 Esdras 16, verse 17. Woe is me, woe is me. Who would deliver me in those days? The beginning of sorrows and great mournings, the beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of wars, and the power shall stand in fear, the beginning of evils. What shall I do when these evils shall come? What shall I do when my job is making me or trying to make me acquiesce to taking the sting, taking the vaccine? Am I hedged? Do I have the mental and spiritual fortitude to overcome the situation? Is the Creator's grace and mercy suffice enough for me to see another day? Is it suffice enough? What happens when the draft comes? Will I escape the draft for the military, for the World War III? When the famine comes, will I have prepared enough food to sustain through the famine? Will I be led to the strong, to the storehouses where there is stored up provisions? When someone who has taken the sting comes around me, will I be protected against the spike protein that's being shed off of them? Okay, do you have the lamb's blood on your doorpost? Verse 19, behold, famine and plague, tribulation and anguish are sent as scourges for amendment. So we just read in Sirach that these are created for vengeance. These things, let's go back there. Fire and hell and famine and death, all these were created for vengeance. Okay, this wasn't created for reward, not a righteous reward. Okay, these things weren't created to say, here, I'm gonna bless you with plagues. So these aren't for the righteous. But we have to live through these times. They're sent to get you to repent. But for all these things, they should not turn from their wickedness, nor be always mindful of the scourges, just like we read in Revelation 9. Those that survive the sting are going to continue to worship devils and idols and be murderers and fornicators. They're going to continue because they're drunk. The world has them drunk. The world is a huge amusement park. for their amusement, and they're only bent on being amused, hell-bent. Verse 21, behold, victuals shall be so good, cheap upon earth, that they shall think to themselves to be in good case, and even then shall evils go upon earth, sword, famine, and great confusion. So because they can get on a cheap flight and go to Cabo San Lucas or Puerto Vallarta or to the Bahamas or wherever else they may want to fly to go have and get turned up for a hot girl and boy summer, they got it going on. And as they're doing all of this amusement for themselves, the world is getting worse. The devil got them right where he want them for when the stuff hits the fan. Verse 22, for many of them that dwell upon earth shall perish of famine. There's your lion. Remember, if the lion don't get you, the bear's waiting. And the other that escaped the hunger, the sword shall destroy. So you escape the bear only to run into the serpent. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you. Okay? You only get so many chances to repent. Let's drop down to verse 48. 2 Edward 16 and 48. The more will I be angry with them for their sin, saith the Lord. So the Most High, like, I'm doing all this. I done shut the whole world down. Never been done before in the whole history of the earth. And you still don't recognize that the Bible spoke about the end times and the second coming of my son and the apocalypse and all those things. Like, you never once said this is the end, that the Bible is real. No, you turn up more in sin because they took sin away for a year and then gave it back to you. And now you're like a crackhead who hasn't smoked crack in a year. And now you're in a whole crack oasis. And it's just calling you and calling you. And you can't get enough. Okay? And now you're going harder than ever on that crack pipe. But the Lord is angry. Verse 49, like as a whore envieth a right and virtuous woman, so shall righteousness hate iniquity. So for those of us that are righteous, we're taking a look around, seeing people line up to get the shot, line up to get tested. Okay, taking their kids to drag queen story hour, not getting themselves prepared, not going to get baptized, doing all this sin, and we're looking at it with disgust. When she decketh herself and shall accuse her to her face, when he cometh, that shall defend him that diligently searcheth out every sin upon earth. So people can do whatever they want and think that everything's fine because their life seems to be, you know, better than ever. But understand, while you're living like that, every sin on this earth is being searched out. The angels are measuring the temple of God and counting those who are going to be a part of that temple in Christ's kingdom. Verse 51, and therefore be ye not like thereunto, nor to the works thereof. So now we're being commanded, don't be like them. Don't follow after them. Envy not the sinner. Don't look at their life and say, oh man, they're going here, they're going there, they're doing this, and they're having fun, and man, nothing seems to be going wrong in their life, and here it is, I'm trying to keep these commandments, and, you know, I'm running into this obstacle and this persecution and, you know, this person hate me. And therefore, be not like thereunto. Don't follow them. Don't envy them. nor anything they do. Verse 52, for yet a little, and iniquity shall be taken away out of the earth, and righteousness shall reign among you. Eventually, the sinners are going to be taken away with the sin. If you don't want to leave off from the sin, when the sin is taken out of the earth and you're still in sin, you'll be purged out of the earth too. And the only thing that's going to be remaining is righteousness. That righteousness that's remaining in you will reign in the kingdom with Christ. Verse 53, let not the sinner say that he have not sinned. For God shall burn coals of fire upon his head, which stands before the Lord God in his glory, I have not sinned. Okay, scorpion and the serpent is coming for you, for the sinners. Burn coals of fire upon his head. Okay, you go only have fun for so long before it's all over. Behold, the Lord knoweth all the works of men, their imaginations, their thoughts, and their hearts. And their hearts. Dropping down to verse 67. Behold, God himself is the judge. Fear him. Leave off from your sins. Leave off from your sins and forget your iniquities, to meddle no more with them forever. So you want to escape the jaws of the serpent and the tail of the scorpion? Leave off from your iniquities, forget them, and meddle with them no more forever. That means to repent. So shall God lead you forth and deliver you from all trouble. So again, if you're scared in this time, if you're fearful with the information coming out, then you are fitting this bill right here. You have to examine yourself and say, okay, where am I falling short with sin? Where am I lacking in righteousness? Because the righteous are protected and sealed and hedged in these times. And are going to be delivered from all trouble. Let me see here. I think I skipped some scriptures, but that's all right. Let me go up to 62 here. It says, 2nd of the 16:62, yea, and the Spirit of Almighty God, which made all things and searcheth out all hidden things, and the secrets of the earth, surely he knoweth your inventions, and what you think in your hearts, even them that sin and would hide their sin. And these times, ain't nobody hiding their sin. Just go on social media, okay? Ain't nobody hiding. They may be hiding some sin, but people are just open in sin with how they present themselves, what they're posting. I'm not even going to speak on the things that people are doing. We're talking about. Therefore hath the Lord exactly searched out all your works, and he will put you all to shame. And when your sins are brought forth, you shall be ashamed before men, and your own sins shall be your accusers in that day. What will you do? Or how will you hide your sins before God and his angels? Dropping down to verse 74. Hear, O ye, my beloved, saith the Lord. Behold, the days of trouble are at hand, but I will deliver you from the same. Be ye not afraid. Read that again. Be ye not afraid. So the first thing we're commanded to do, don't be scared. Don't be fearful, neither doubt. So not only can you not be afraid or be a coward in these times, you also have to have total confidence that you're going to be looked after through all of this madness that we're reading of in the scriptures, all of these judgments, this vengeance going on. You have to be confident in your walk. For God is your guide, and the guide of them who keep my commandments and precepts, saith the Lord God. Now you can understand why the devil is so wrath, why the serpent is so wrath with them that keep the commandments, because they're messing up his plans. They just won't get on his program. There's nothing that he can do to compromise them or get them to sell out. They're not only doing that, being a light to the world and waking up others, waking and shaking them out of sleep. But he's only the guide. The Most High God is only the guide of them that keep the commandments and precepts. That's your oil and your lamp, so you can see through the darkness of these times. Let not your sins weigh you down. Okay? And let not your iniquities lift up themselves. Woe be unto them that are bound with their sins and covered with their iniquities, like as a field covered over with bushes, and the path thereof covered with thorns, that no man may travel through. It is left undressed and is cast into the fire to be consumed therewith. So even, let's say, you escape the jaws of the serpent and the tail of the scorpion, you're not going to escape hell. There's other judgments waiting in store. Okay? And it even tells you in Revelation 6 that there also are going to be beasts of the earth that are going to bring forth judgment. So there will be physical lions and physical bears and physical serpents and scorpions and everything else that's going to be killing the wicked, hunting them down. You might feel for someone else that maybe is a family member that's not repenting, and, man, what can I do to get them to understand and see the light and all of that? But, you know, you might be afraid for them, but you shouldn't be afraid for yourself if you're in righteousness. There is no fear. Matthew 10 and 28. A few more scriptures, and then we're going right into the information. Speaking of fear, Matthew 10 and 28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So this goes back to Isaiah 33 and 6, which we read earlier. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Fear him, because only he can destroy your body and so in hell. Regardless of what these people on this earth can do, regardless of what the government's looking to do, they can't kill you in hell. They can't judge you ultimately for your soul. So who cares what they do? Don't let them compromise you to sell your soul. It's not worth it. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall in the ground without your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. So this is exactly what Second Esdras was commanded. Be ye not afraid, neither doubt. That's a commandment. And if you don't obey that commandment and you're scared, now you are a sinner. You're a fearful sinner. You're a sinner because of being in fear. Okay? If it's not fear of the Lord and it's fear of something else, you're in sin. You get to ask yourself, what are you scared about? Is there other sin going on in your life that's causing you to be not having fear of the Lord. Verse 32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Let's go now to Revelations 21 and 5, finishing up here in the scriptures. I mean, there's so much here, but still got a lot of information to cover for tonight. And we are still going through the precepts here. Revelations 21 and 5. And he said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are right, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So with that being said, there is no fear. Like, this is what I get for being righteous. But, there's a but, verse 8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, but the what? But the fearful and unbelieving, meaning you didn't obey 2 Edges 16, be not afraid, you were fearful, neither doubt, you were unbelieving. And the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So we all have a choice. Time of chance happens to all men. You have a choice. It's your choice to be scared. It's your choice to be unbelieving or to be in any of these other sins. Okay, and when 2 Edges 16 was talking about him knowing our thoughts and all of those things, like temptations come in our mind. That's that battle with the flesh. Okay, but are you acting on those thoughts? Are you living a lifestyle and exercising and practicing in those thoughts in your everyday life? Okay, we all make mistakes, but we have to clean it up. We have to clean up the mistakes, right? Luke 21:34, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, which is gluttony, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unaware. So these are the sinners that are drunk in the world and not paying attention to Christ's coming and getting themselves prepared for that marriage supper of the Lamb. Verse 35, for as a snare shall they come on all them that dwell in the face of the whole earth. Let's get that word snare there. In the Strong's. That word there in the Greek Strong's is a trap, a noose as fastened by a noose or notch, figuratively a trick or stratagem, a strategy. Okay, the devil's subtlety and his strategies to trick you and to trap you. It also says here, temptation. Temptation can be a snare too. We're in the hour of temptation. Going into the Thayer's, it says, snare, trap, noose of snares in which birds are entangled and caught, implies unexpectedly, suddenly, because birds and beasts are caught unawares, similar to what we talked about, the attributes of a serpent or a lion is to catch you unexpectedly or suddenly unaware as a prey. It also says here, whatever brings peril, loss, destruction. So whatever brings hardship can also be a snare. Okay, affliction, tribulation, persecution, not being able to endure those things, and losing your property in this world. Of a sudden and unexpected deadly peril, of the allurements and seductions of sin, the allurements of to sin by which the devil holds one bound. So he's going to use your greatest desires and lust, which are sin, as a snare in these end times. You must understand, what are your desires? What are your greatest temptations? So that you can work on overcoming them as we get closer to the end, or you might be taken. So verse 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that you might be accounted worthy to escape all these things, all these traps and snares. Are you watching? Are you being sober, diligent, as Peter commanded, so that you're accounted worthy? Are you worthy? If you are worthy, if you think you're accounted worthy, why are you worthy? If you can't state why you're worthy, then it could be a very good chance you're not worthy. You should be able to have a good resume of things that you can list why you would consider yourself worthy. And if you don't, and you recognize you're not accounted worthy, work to get accounted worthy so that you can escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. All that matters. It doesn't mean that we don't live in this world, that we don't have fun in this world, okay, that we don't live our lives, but we live righteous lifestyles. And we're watching diligently for that serpent and that lion, and praying for the grace and mercy of God to overcome these times. 1 Thessalonians 5, and then we're going into the information. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. The same way that serpent and that lion come suddenly, that's what the day of the Lord is. It's sudden. Same way that lockdown in 2020 came, as a thief. So we must understand that perfectly, to where we don't have to be reminded. That's what Paul's saying. You know better. I should have to tell you. You should already know. Live like you know. Don't just say, yeah, I already know. Let your actions show that you already know. Verse 3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. What did Christ tell us in Luke 21 about escaping all these things? So what is something the devil would use to make us not be able to escape, make us feel safe and at peace, like right now? The calm before the storm, COVID-19, no one's talking about it. They're doing away with the mask mandates. They're doing away with the shot mandates. Or are they? Because the minute they make you think that that's what's going on and you're distracted and you're not remembering Paul's warning here that you should already know, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. We read about that Polion and Abaddon, that destroyer, okay, that destruction as travail upon a woman with child. Verse 4, but ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. And so now let's talk about all these different dynamics and concepts that we've laid out through scripture tonight and what's going on right now in our reality when it comes to the serpent, his poison, his venom, his distractions. What's really going on that we should be paying attention to? We're going to connect it all with the precepts that we've talked about tonight. Let me go ahead and bring up the first round of information here. First video. There is a news, Arizona ABC 15, link between snake venom and COVID-19 spike proteins. You don't say. Again, the devil or the serpent is in the details, literally. So they are now using the science, at least what they're telling us. They've made this great discovery. They're now using the science of snake venom to now fight COVID-19. You don't say. And this, I believe this particular video was in the Watch the Water piece that came out. I don't know if it was, I know I've seen it in another documentary, this recent documentary that have come out dealing with this material, but here we are. You don't say. The serpent is in the details, literally, right? And again, this is stuff we've been telling people all along. We've been pointing these concepts out all along in prophecy, and we don't take any credit for pointing these things out because it's in the Word, and it comes by teaching of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, what Christ told us, would teach us all things and reveal all things. So we give all glory, honor, and praise to the Godhead for this revelation, the revelation that we bringing this information out, and now being confirmed real time. But there's more, because they'll try to make you think, well, COVID-19 is real, and oh, by the way, we're going to use snake venom to now fight COVID-19. Or is it more to that than what they're telling us? Especially when you understand and know COVID-19 is not real. Again, COVID-19 has never been isolated in nature. That's per a doctor's report. Whatever was happening in 2019 was happening in 2020. We brought that out. It was a doctor that came out and said there was nothing new that happened in 2020. It didn't happen in 2019. Only thing new was what happened with the media. And what the media told you, it was something new. Okay, it was the same cold, the same flu that we've always known for however many hundreds of years, type symptoms, but the media spun it into a worldwide plague and pandemic, which would set you up to then roll up your sleeves and open up your nose to get poked. All right? And we're going to talk about that, because whereas there wasn't anything new before 2020, but after the sting and the poke up the nose, now it's something new going on. Okay, now comes the real pandemic from the people that took the poison and can spread it. So let me let the cat out the bag just yet. We'll get to that later in this broadcast, but natural news. COVID-19 mRNA vaccines contain snake venom substrate. Oh, here's the snake venom we've been looking for. Not with COVID-19 and this made-up virus, but the vaccines is where the snake venom lies. Well, this isn't surprising to us that read scripture, because Revelation chapter 9, John the Revelator told us it would come through a scorpion sting and that they had tails like serpents. Right? So we understand this already, but it's good to get the confirmation. The Wuhan coronavirus COVID-19 mRNA vaccines contain a snake venom substrate, according to Perfect Society channel host Olaf Kaufman. Kaufman showed articles about the study that found a link between COVID-19 deaths and snake venom in August and September 2021. The vaccination started in December 2020. So basically what John saw was a syringe that was like the sting of a scorpion but had the poison of a snake. That's what he saw. That's what he saw. He referred to an article about a University of Arizona study that said researchers have identified the key molecular mechanism responsible for COVID-19 mortality, which was an enzyme related to neurotoxins found in rattlesnake venom. Kaufman also mentioned the race specificity of the SARS-CoV-2 virus based on several studies that proved beyond doubt that the bioweapon virus could not be of natural origin. The host mentioned, I'm not going to read that word, but it's DSPC for short. It is a phosphatidylcholine, a kind of phospholipid that can be used to prepare lipid nanoparticles. For the uninitiated, lipid nanoparticles are used in mRNA vaccines and forms part of the drug delivery system for the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines. So it goes into the science of linking in the vial as snake venom. The same compounds. So it would only make sense what we read in Genesis 3 with the serpent, that he would literally inject his venom with his hate and hostility towards the woman to kill her. All right, there's a lot here, but I'm going to skip through a lot of it. It says here, the podcaster stressed that people must prevent the slow kill inoculation or genocide vaccine. So this links perfectly in the Revelation 9. Remember, the scorpion sting shall torment them for 5 months, that they shall wish to die or think to die, and death will flee from them. This is a slow kill. A slow kill. Some people do die instantly, but a lot of people that die instantly probably already have other issues going on in their body, okay? But regardless, it's all laid out in Revelation 9. It's a slow kill, which has no therapeutic value at all. He also emphasized that it is not found among the known definitions of a vaccine, because this is the first time the Food and Drug Administration has approved a synthetic mRNA vaccine that is only for emergency use authorization. So check this out. We already know, you know, through research that the vaccines up until now were already bad. They're already bad enough and poison. But This thing right here is so bad, it can't even be called a vaccine because it doesn't even follow the same science of what the vaccines before it did. So this is something totally different under the mRNA technology than the previous vaccines that have been known to mankind. Okay, this is the scorpion sting of Revelation 9. And there's a video here. We're going to check this out. It says COVID-19 vaccines contain snake venom substrate. And this is a good video because it brings more connecting to the Bible with the serpent and more vindication from all the stuff that this church has been saying all along when it comes to this topic, okay, when it comes to this information. Okay, let's check it out. ...30 minutes of this person being vaccinated, the blood is already congealing, meaning it's thickening up. It's clotting. And when they open up their arm to pull this blood out, it's solid. The graphene oxide hydrogel. The reason why people have been having, you know, clots feet long pulled out of their body at autopsy. Say, another substance that causes blood to do just what we saw is snake venom. The serpent, hey, he's back, folks. He never left, but he's been plotting the whole time to get his teeth in you through a scorpion sting so he can finish the rest. The Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia. Okay, and I wanted to go into Revelation 18 and talk about Babylon, and it says, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. All the pharmaceutical, all the medicines, all the magic, okay, witchcraft. But we read in Revelation 9 that even with people dying, they're still not going to repent from their sorcery, meaning they're going to continue on with the vaccination program. They're going to continue on with their venomous programs. The serpent is a charmer. Okay, whether it's a rattlesnake or it's a cobra, they lure you under a spell, and then they, when you're under the spell, then they strike. And just it's sad, but we have to point these things out, you know, and hopefully to help others learn. But this is the state of a COVID junkie, okay? So different than a heroin junkie or a crackhead. And you're constantly going and getting booster shots. You can't get enough of the toxin, the poison in your bloodstream. You are addicted to it, okay? You are a junkie. You are a junkie of the world because you, by doing this, you think it's putting you in a place to be a upper tier citizen. And in hindsight or foresight, so you have a great social credit score subconsciously in your mind. You're not even thinking about it, but this is really what people are actually looking to do. They want to set themselves up to have a good social credit score subconsciously with society, to fit in with their friends, fit in with their family, to be able to go here and there with their vaccination card. COVID junkies. Okay? The devil has made you a junkie off his poison, off his venom. And here goes the serpent. Again, he comes in many shapes. Franklin Graham, Jesus would have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. So if you are ignorant of the scriptures, again, surely you shall not die. The subtlety of the serpent. But when you understand the wisdom and knowledge that Christ healed with laying on of hands, with casting out demons, he wasn't using injections of toxins to heal people. Okay? So without the wisdom and knowledge of scriptures, you have no stability. You have no strength in these times. You will get taken by the serpent. Okay? They will even convince you that the Bible, that Christ would take this poison. So not only does the serpent have the ability to hit you with poison, not all snakes are poisonous. He also has the ability to wrap himself around you and squeeze you to death, break your bones, suffocate you. Many different ways to die by the grips of the serpent. Check that out. Lockdowns. Is that not a form of constriction? The masks, the inflation, all these are squeezing. Constrict is to become tighter and narrower, or to make something become tighter and narrower. Hence the title for the broadcast, The Valley of Serpents and Scorpions Closing In, Becoming Tighter and Narrower on the Unrighteous. But let's hear the things that he's saying that they are and have done, like a boa constrictor that they've applied to our lives because of this fake virus. And what did they do as soon as they launched the COVID-19 Operation Warp Speed vaccination program and lockdown? They came out with George Floyd and everybody talking about, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. The devil is mocking you. Okay? He is mocking you. He is constricting you and then getting you to celebrate, I can't breathe, with the fake George Floyd PSYOP, which is a whole nother topic to go into. So yeah, through the vaccine, through the poison, through the remdesivirs and all the other things that they're doing in these hospitals, it's causing you not to be able to breathe. It attacks the lungs, it attacks the heart, causing blood clots, similar to a snake. All right, a moment here. All right, so someone's asking for the article, again, within 48 hours of this broadcast, all the articles and references that we bring out are going to be put up in the description of this video here and on Odyssey, okay? But so I can flow through the show. I'm not going to be able to post all those articles as we go here. We do have some callers on Blog Talk, so I want to get to the call lines. You have about 10 minutes before overtime. So if you would like to speak, the guest calling number is 515-605-9327. Press 1 and I'll take your call. Let's go to the 205 area code. 205, Shabbat Shalom, you are live. Shalom, you're live.
Okay, well, you covered a lot, so I actually wrote down quite a bit. I wanted to touch on as much as I can without, you know, taking up too much time. So let me go ahead and run through these. What you just brought out with the, was that Mike Adams? The health region,
well,
was that the website?
That article was from Natural News, which is Mike Adams' company, but the video, that wasn't his video.
Okay. It was talking about the DSPC, the phosphatidylcholine. That's actually supposed to be, you know, if you have it in the right area, good for your liver. It protects your liver. And, of course, the liver cleans the blood and it circulates the blood back. So I see now, when you brought that out, I see why they are also having liver failure in certain areas. I've been hearing liver
mm-hmm.
failure. It's because that's going
mm-hmm.
to the liver as well. I watch mm-hmm. a whole lot of doctors on any type of media platform that I can get on that won't scrub them off the face of the planet, that are able to, you know, break down what happens on a cellular level. And that, it was recently, I think maybe Tuesday, that's what this man, he's from India, actually, and he's bringing out what's going on with the liver on a cellular level. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier today, I was listening to a song by Brother Braun called The Rain, and it was talking about basically, you know, withstanding and being able to abide, and even if all of this happens, are we able to strengthen ourselves and stand courageously? And that's been on my mind since that time. I think that was like 3 o'clock. That was a great song.
Okay. Let's check that out.
There was also, yeah. I did want to say two more things. I would like to make just a small correction. When it comes to the PCR test, it cannot pierce the blood-brain barrier. There's actually a bone that protects that area. Now, when they did it through Egypt, they actually had a metal rod that was able to pierce through that, and that's how they were able to tamper with that. It can get close to it. It can disrupt some stuff, and it can also plant things. It's called a nasopharynx. It can only go so far. It won't be able to pierce the actual bone that's protecting the brain. The Most High was very clever when he constructed the skull and everything else. It's very nice how he put the skull and protected everything. It was pretty cool. In my area, the most recent thing, and this was the last point, in my area, the most recent thing that I've heard was the building of mega prisons by the Governor Kay Ivey in Alabama. They announced that they are now undergoing building mega prisons here. So I thought that was also very interesting. Not prisons, mega prisons in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to sound like I'm just like disrupting the flow of it. I tried to make that tie in together. I'm sorry. That wasn't very consistent.
No, I mean, you know, you brought some good points. Yeah, I mean, as far as the brain, you know, whatever the science is there, as far as piercing or whatnot, the whole thing of it is that going up in your head towards your brain and being a poison is just that much closer to your brain. So really, ultimately, with the vaccine, what they're looking to do is get bypass your organs, and going into your bloodstream is going to go straight to your brain. So it's just another way for them to bypass, to attack the brain. If you're not going to get the vaccine, okay, we have the test, which is going to go into your nose. We're going to talk more about the test here, you know, as we proceed through this broadcast and what they're looking to do, continuing on with poisoning you through that. It's just getting that poison up in and around your brain, you know, one way or the other.
Right.
It, you know, breaks the blood-brain barrier, whatever the case. It's up in there, so It's you know, not what you want up in there by your brain.
Right, exactly. Long story short, the fact that they even tampering with that anyway. Like, who takes samples out of the nose? If it's a respiratory illness, swab the back of the throat. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Like, what is it? What is it up there that you're getting that you can't get from anything else in any other part? And even they even have the spit test. So
yeah, I saw that.
For them to say that that's what they must do to test you already shows you that there's some foul play going on there.
Another way for them to just mess with the natural way that the Most High is able to clean the air that you filter through your nose in the first place. I mean, you shouldn't be sticking stuff up there. It should just be air warming up in your body and then going down to your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the process. It filters out all of that in the process.
Exactly.
But yes, sir, I wanted to, you know, get back into listening to what you had to bring out. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in. Bless you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, and we're going to go. We have one more caller here. Shabbat Shalom. We have one more caller here. The 575 area code. 575, Shabbat Shalom. You're live.
Shabbat Shalom, Elder. Brother Savvy from New Mexico. I just wanted to say that when people was getting vaccinated stuff, first of all, need to stay away from it. Stay away from testing. And then you won't have to even worry about taking cures and stuff, but they're saying that some of the smokers, something in the cigarette smoking was not letting the venom attack the bodies real well. And also, they're saying whatever the CDC, all them letters, WOH, or I don't know, all them health things, whatever they're telling you, you got to do the opposite. But if you don't, if you don't take it in the first place, you don't have to worry about doing the opposite or nothing because you don't. It's far away from you. But those that are need the certain cures, well, they're just going to be hit with like the lion, the bear, and the snake that you're presenting. You know, if they miss one, something else is going to get them later on because they're already in that road to perdition.
Exactly.
Shalom.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in. Bless you, Sappy. Shabbat Shalom. I like that. I mean, not that I like people going down that road, but that saying, going down that road to perdition. All right. So we have another video here we're going to check out. We'll go ahead and pull it up for you all. Off of brand new tube, doctor calls for worldwide venom testing. COVID symptom support. Artist theory. Let's check this out. Venom testing. So this doctor, Ben Marble, he says the real poison isn't necessarily what they think is in the water or anything else. He said it's the injection that they're now getting people to be afraid and run in to get shot up in their veins. He said that's the real poison, because if we get caught up in COVID-19 being real and these other things that are going on, it sidetracks us from the real poison, which is coming through the sting. Not that there's not poison coming in other parts of our environment, but he's saying the main focus we should be focusing in on, especially for those that are contemplating taking it, is that injection, the gene editing, changing your whole DNA poison. Not only does it poison you, change your DNA. So these are not vaccines. As if vaccines aren't bad enough, these can even be classified as vaccines. It's gene therapy, genetic therapy, changing the DNA while poisoning you. Okay, vaccines aren't, and their science, made to change your DNA, but these are. not only banning the so-called vaccine, but also banning remdesivir to see what's going on with this drug that once you go into the hospital and they say, they test you and say, oh, by the way, you have COVID-19. We're about to go under COVID-19 protocol, which means we must put this remdesivir in you. He's saying, look, we need to do a serious investigation into this so-called drug called remdesivir and the snake venom poison that could be in it that is showing people's organs to shut down and to lock up and to die. Okay? Again, if they can't get you with the shot, if they can't get you with the test, they'll get you with something like this, an experimental drug that they say is supposed to fight this imaginary disease called COVID-19. And then when you die from taking these things, then they'll just say, oh, it was COVID-19. And then that further causes a person to believe COVID-19 is real. So this doctor says he doesn't necessarily agree that the water is the biggest threat. He believes the vaccine is. So, you know, I would just say personally in part, I do agree that the vaccine is the biggest issue here because, listen, we know they're poisoning the water. That goes without saying. Like that's been proven. There's poison in the water. But through filtering our water, there's only so much control we have in our environment, what they're spraying in the air, what they're putting in our food. But one thing you can control is going and rolling up your sleeve and taking that stain. That's the ultimate death shot, okay? We read in scriptures that we can overcome the poison that is just within our natural environment. I believe we went through those scriptures tonight. But, so the ultimate poison is that sting. There's poison in the air, land, and water. But avoid that sting at all costs. Also, this doctor claims to have helped thousands of people that have taken the vaccine that are looking to overcome the poison that they've taken. I believe it's called myfreedoctor.com. Okay, now I can't validate that. I'm just telling you that's what he's saying. It's a non-denominational faith-based organization. So if you have Christian values, so if you know anyone that has taken this and they're looking to detox it out their body, they may want to check in to this particular doctor and see what, you know, that might can happen as far as detoxing this stuff, this venom out of your system. And we know according to the Bible, Revelation chapter 9 tells us a third of mankind will die. So when you look at a third, we have about 7 to 8 billion people on the earth. So you're looking at about 2 to 3 billion people that's going to die from this vaccine, just from the sting. All right, so I don't know if I went over this scripture. I meant to go over this. Yeah, I don't think I covered this when we were going through the scriptures. Beginning of the broadcast, but Luke chapter 10, actually starting at verse 17, says, and the 70 returned again, saying, again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So these are those that are sealed. All right. So what they're spraying in the air, what they're putting in the water, okay, what they're putting in the earth, in our food, all those things. There is a spiritual hedge of where there's grace and mercy for things we can't control. We can only control what we can control. Okay? Which means I don't have a choice because of spraying the sky with chemtrails. I can't, nothing I can do about that. When it comes to the water, okay, I can get a filter. So there's only so much control I can do there. When it comes to the vaccine, that's a choice. So you make that choice and you put something that defiles the temple, you're not protected over serpents and scorpions. Okay? Verse 20. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So we shouldn't be rejoicing because we have power over the demons. Can tread on serpents and scorpions. We should be rejoicing because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we have the power to overcome the things that we can't control. But for those who are sinners, you don't have this power. Okay? And more than likely, you're going to go out and fall on your own sword anyway by going and signing up to get stung, to take the venom and whatever form, shape, or fashion of venom is going to come, okay? So, again, we're not scared. The righteous are not scared. This information is liberating because it lets us know and confirms our faith. Now, speaking about the venom, remember, Revelation 12 told us that this serpent was at war with who? The remnant of the woman, and that woman we know it's Israel, okay, and primarily at war with the remnant of her seed that keep the commandments and faith of Christ, okay? So he's mainly at war with our people, blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, the indigenous diaspora that's been spread to the four corners of the earth. This is why this demographic of people are suffering the most. And it takes us to our next article here on National News. Are vaccines killing people of color at twice the rate of whites? This is April 19th, 2022. Are the shots killing people of color at twice the rate of whites? And if so, why? Is this, we already found out that this is a gene editing, gene therapy shot. So when we talk about race, we're talking about gene or DNA. So this is a gene and DNA specific poison. And there is a couple of videos here on this article you can look at, but we're going to go to the next article, which says Vax Ethnic Cleansing. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra confirms vaccines are killing blacks and Latinos at two times the rate of white Americans. Okay, so now again, we're seeing the serpent at war, the hostility and the wrath against the woman's seed, the children of Israel, and it confirms blacks and Latinos are part of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the HHS secretary confirmed this. We now, and this was April 19th, this is just a few days ago, we now have an on-the-record statement from HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra saying, we know that vaccines are killing people of color, blacks, Latinos, indigenous people, at about 2 times the rate of white Americans. He did not stutter. He confirmed what we've been warning about since day one of the vaccine the population drive. People of color are being killed by COVID vaccines at a much higher rate than whites. And again, this confirms the serpent, his poison, and who he's really at war against. Let's check out this video of this HHS secretary, Freudian slip, admitting that they are killing the children of Israel with this vaccine more than anyone else. Okay. And other clips of them talking about their war on blacks and Hispanics with their agendas and with the poisons. So then the CDC director Cunt came out and she slipped and said, we know people that are dying from this vaccine, and she stopped and then said disease. So they're telling you, putting it right in your face and trying to act like that's not what they mean. But let's hear it again. So there it is. There it is. So many different of these authoritative figures coming out and telling you they're killing you with this vaccine, with this serpent venom. And I mean, how much proof do you need? They're trying to kill you when they tell you for equality, they're going to send you out crack pipes, free crack pipes. Okay, you're getting free crack pipes and free syringes. They're trying to kill you. Okay, it's not rocket science. Hear it again. Who are they trying to kill? Who are they killing the most? There it is. Did he slip? Or did he do what the devil must do, which is tell you the truth before he does it or while he does it, so that he is not held accountable? Put another way, the experimental gene therapy injections called vaccines or depopulation weapons targeting all of humanity, but they disproportionately kill far more blacks and Latinos on a per capita basis. So that must mean they have studied our DNA and they know what's going to kill us more than any other race. So this is an ethnic bioweapon. Vitamin D deficiency is the single greatest factor. The reason for this is obvious. Chronic vitamin D deficiency, people of color are rarely told that their skin pigmentation blocks sunlight, activated vitamin D synthesis in their own skin, so they live out their lives unaware of their desperate need for vitamin D supplementation. So basically what Mike Adams is saying is that because we don't, you know, have the amount of vitamin D in our bodies, because vitamin D is an immune-boosting vitamin to boost our immune system. Therefore, we're more susceptible to things like the sting, the venom. And they understand this and know that. Okay? They design their poison around these particular DNA genetic understandings. Because without adequate vitamin D, they are at a higher risk of cancer, diabetes, bone disorders such as rickets, and even heart and cardiovascular problems. Importantly, vitamin D deficiency is strongly linked with COVID mortality. And since COVID vaccines turn the body into a spike protein bioweapons factory, the lack of vitamin D only exacerbates the death risk. That's why more people of color are dying after taking the clot shot. No one in government bothers to tell blacks and Latinos about all this because the longstanding goal of the U.S. government has been to achieve global ethnic cleansing to eliminate people of color while pretending to celebrate them. Okay, so they pretend to celebrate us. They give us these, you know, Black Lives Matter and, oh, we're going to make Juneteenth a holiday. And we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, okay? So they're pretending to celebrate us, but their goal, longstanding goal, has been to globally ethnic cleanse us from the face of this earth. Going back to the Bible, you go back to the beginning, you understand this. This was the serpent's plan, and this was his this is the oath he swore from the beginning. Back in the 1970s, for example, Richard Nixon's science advisor proposed tainting America's food exports to Africa with infertility chemicals. In the decades since, the population efforts have focused on abortion, targeting black neighborhoods, there goes your Planned Parenthood, deadly cancer treatments targeting blacks, infertility chemicals and vaccines for African nations such as Kenya, the water supply poisoning of blacks with heavy metals, and the deliberate malnutrition of blacks in America through numerous government programs such as the SNAP food stamp system that pays for processed junk food. The program enriches junk food retailers and junk food corporations while giving black Americans cancer, diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and more. In truth, the clot shot is just the latest round in the genocidal effort to exterminate blacks in America and around the world. Sadly, far too many black people in America continue to support the very government that's trying to exterminate them, although more and more blacks are getting red-pilled and coming to realize the truth about all this. So this is the reason why they had to make Donald Trump into this huge, big racist. Okay? So then here comes Crackpipe Joe in to save the day as the new president that black people love so much, along with Kamala Harris, okay, to bring them both in to now here comes your COVID-19 shot, because now we're going to trust them over what we would trust in a Republican president and a guy like Donald Trump. Because obviously the Democrats have to know what's best for us. They're for black people, right? Bill Clinton was the first black president. Obama, Democrat, was the first black skin president. And now Crackpipe Joe, who signed all the crime bills to lock up blacks in the 90s, okay, he was Obama's right-hand man. And now it's handing out free crack pipes and syringes. And we are totally oblivious to any of that. And just lining right up to take all the poison that they're shoveling at us. Okay, without conscience. That shows you the state that we are in as a people. In 2017, more than 2 years before COVID, I released a shocking documentary, The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. The documentary was widely shared until YouTube banished it, once again proving that big tech will keep blacks in the dark about any form of genocide targeting blacks. So here is the documentary that Mike Adams did. If you haven't seen it, The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks, you can watch it here on this link. It says here, learn the full truth and spread the word. The human race has been targeted for termination, and the depopulation globalists are prioritizing certain races. and ethnic groups for rapid extermination. In other words, we're all in the crosshairs, but they desperately want black and brown people to be eliminated as quickly as possible. So more validation of the Bible. And they're getting us to vote for the very people that are orchestrating our demise and destruction. It says here, now we are living under governments around the world which are actively plotting to mass murder their own citizens using a variety of vectors, the population, biological weapons disguised as vaccines, engineered mass famine and starvation, widespread contamination of the food supply with heavy metals, plastics, and pesticides, the destructions of families by pushing LGBT agendas in public schools and pop culture, defunding the police, allowing violence to take over many inner cities, turning them into deadly war zones, Chicago, anyone, promoting late-term and even post-birth abortions in order to literally murder black babies after they're born, withholding life-saving information from blacks about vitamin D and similar topics through coordinated big tech censorship and the deplatforming of individuals who are trying to sound the alarm. So at what point during this so-called pandemic did they ever come out and say, hey, you need to take more vitamin D, or you need to get more of this supplement, or you need to get more exercise, or you need to change your diet? No. The only solution was the sting, the venom. Okay? So there's a lot more there in that article. We're going to move forward, so we can try to get through this in a timely fashion. It says here, Karen Kingston tells Michelle Swinnick, purpose of COVID-19 vaccine is to be a tool for genetic editing. This is February 21st, 2022. So this is a former Pfizer employee turned whistleblower. So this is a person working in the death labs, picking the death poison, blowing the whistle, that it came out and said that the purpose for this poison that they're calling a vaccine is to be a tool for genetic editing. It was not to provide immunity. By they, I mean the CDC, the FDA, and NIH. They said this does not provide immunity. So if you look at the patent, it's very clear the purpose of the injections is for genetic editing. But whether or not the vaccines or the inoculations are going to be successful at genetic editing is dependent on various different factors, including whether or not you die quickly. So again, only the people that survive this are going to be changed, because there's going to be a lot that are going to die. They're not going to be able to sustain through the change. And they know this. They're not looking to have everybody changed. They need a certain amount of people to die. Made to order genes. Okay? That's how you order genes, your customized weaponized genes to create viruses, vaccines, or new species. So what we are exposed to, the chimeric species like fruits, vegetables, fish, and our livestock has been genetically modified. But if you want to make a virus, you can make an Ebola, HIV, dengue, coronavirus if you want, explained Kingston, who noted that the Department of Defense and Department of State is involved in research and propaganda work compelled by a desire to merge humans with machines. And we talked extensively about this. Okay, so that's their goal. To whoever survives this, your reward is you get to merge with the machine in totality, because this is just the beginning of you merging with the machine. This is just the software and you know, a introduction or a continued introduction of your body to the metal, to the iron, Okay, then it goes into humanity being betrayed into taking these vaccines. Americans were deeply betrayed, lied to, manipulated by leaders, government, leaders and military. This has been the greatest lie ever told the American people and the greatest betrayal of humanity. Okay, so this is, again, people want to say conspiracy theory, but this is a person that worked there at Pfizer. Okay, so very, very good source if you ask me. Let's go to the next article here. Another doctor comes out, Dr. David Martin. COVID vaccines are bioweapons designed for genocide, March 30th, 2022. They're designed not only for gene editing, but they're also designed for genocide, okay, killing off races of people. Ethnic cleansing. This is a pandemic of the bioweaponization of a human organism. This is not public health, and Anthony Fauci is the architect of this genocide. Now, Anthony, the fraudster named Anthony Fauci is just a puppet. He's just the person speaking. He has strings. He's the scapegoat or the patsy that he can be pinned all this on. Okay, there's so much in this, but we have so much more to cover, so I can't cover it all. But it's all here. For the non-believers, the naysayers, once again, the Bible is undefeated. The Bible is undefeated. Let's check out this video with Dr. David Martin. We are allowing human organisms to become bioweapons. Let's check out this video here. This is a pandemic of the bioweaponization of the human organism. That's the real pandemic, not what they told you in 2020 about a fake virus. The pandemic is the people taking the shot being changed and spreading possibly the spike protein, the shedding. That's the real pandemic. We are being what again? Let's say that again. We are being subjected to an addiction to a known pathogen and toxic agent. They're generating you into a perpetual addiction. The reason why I was saying earlier, COVID junkies, okay, addicted to the juice, because it's destroying the immune system to a point to where now you must come back with this stuff to try to help further boost the immune system, but it's causing a perpetual addiction at the same time. Through the boosters. How many people? All right, so let us go to our next piece of information here. Again, the proof is in the pudding. The scripture said a third of mankind is going to die, regardless of the estimate or guesstimate of numbers of how many people there are on the earth or how many that number is going to be, one third will die from this, all right? Next article. UK government refuses to publish further COVID-19 data because it suggests the triple vaccinated are developing AIDS and the double vaccinated are suffering ADE. This is April 19th, 2022. So the UK government has the data, but they're not going to let it out because, hey, they're trying to keep this thing under wraps as long as they can for the next crisis to take your mind away from all the people that's about to drop dead. The UK Health Security Agency is refusing to publish any further data on the COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths by vaccination status because previous figures show that the triple vaccinated population are on the verge of developing acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS, and the double vaccinated are suffering antibody-dependent enhancement. Antibody-dependent enhancement. That's a junkie. Okay, that's a dependent. That's someone who's now become dependent on the poison for survival. Okay, they've now made you an addict of Satan's potion, his serum. And there's actually a graph here, and it shows from April 1st, 2022, the UK government will no longer provide free universal COVID-19 testing for the general public in England. So they're changing their whole way of how they're testing now. They're going to monitor you by vaccination status. Okay. Back in October 2021, the expose exclusively revealed how the UK Health Security Agency data was showing that the COVID-19 injection has a real-world effectiveness against infection of -109%. Let me say that again. The vaccine injection of COVID-19 has an effectiveness against infection of -109%. This was clearly done in response to our report and also because they could no longer use their own data to show that the COVID-19 injections are effective. But it was perfectly okay when Pfizer used this exact method to falsely claim their mRNA COVID-19 injection was 95% effective, of course. So with all this information coming out, I would say prepare for something big to happen because they can't allow this, as we're going deeper into this experiment, we're going about a year and a half now into the first people that got their shots. And you're going to start to really start to see the sickness and death coming in the coming months. You know, between now and the end of the year, or between now and this time next year, expect big things to come to keep people distracted from what really happened with this Dr. Frankenstein, Dr. Kevorkian, so-called medicine and the so-called medical procedure. Now, as we quietly predicted, the UK HSA have gone one step further and have announced that they will no longer publish the number of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths by vaccine status. Okay, covering it up. We're no longer going to put the information out there. They have to cover it up now. Numbers don't lie. people do. And they're claiming that the reason they're doing this is because they no longer offer free testing, which what does that have to do with anything? No, they don't want the real numbers out there, what's really going on with this experiment. Okay, so there's more here in this study, this UK study. We're going to move forward as we have more to cover. Dr. Naomi Wolf, the continued uncovering of the Pfizer reports. Let's check some of this out here and how we had a Pfizer whistleblower come out and say what this vaccine is about. It's a genetic editing agenda. So Dr. Naomi Wolf, another doctor, is going to talk about these Pfizer reports and the continued uncovering of what's coming out of these reports. So basically what they're looking to do is to exempt themselves from any harm or damage that's now being caused from those that have taken this shot. Okay, they're trying to weave themselves out of any type of accountability that, hey, we didn't, it's not like we put a gun to your head and told you to take the vaccine. You made a choice. That's what they're looking to do now. Okay, exempt themselves from any accountability for people's decisions from their influence, from their pressuring and bullying. So they're now starting to try to cover it all up by not publishing the data, withholding the information, because people are now catching on as we're, you know, going into a year and a half of this experiment, and they're now trying to cover the tracks. Okay, but I did mention that with all of this coming out, there has to be something big coming down the pipe, down the pipeline. What big is coming? COVID round two. Why do I say COVID round two? Let's check this video out here. This video is titled